KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school soccer last night, girls action, it was Tri-Center topping Denison 5-0. St. Albert beat Glenwood 3-0. Winners set down in Creston 8-0. And Sergeant Bluff Luton a 4-0 win over Missouri Valley. In boys soccer last night, St. Albert topping Nottoway Valley 6-0. Denison 2-1 over Creston. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton 10-0 over Missouri Valley. And Ballard beat Carroll by a 2-1 final score. Iowa guard Patrick Ingram plans to transfer schools after just one season with the Hawkeyes. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says Ingram, who's a native of Indianapolis, has been granted a release from his scholarship after indicating that he wants to play closer to home. Ingram fell behind fellow freshman Mike Gasell and Anthony Clemens in a crowded backcourt last season. Gasell and Clemens both cracked the starting lineup, while Ingram averaged less than a point a game in 19 appearances. The Hawkeyes will also add incoming freshman guard Peter Jock, Iowa's Mr. Basketball in 2013. Iowa State men's basketball team will host Auburn in the inaugural Big 12 SEC Challenge on December 2nd. The Cyclones and the Tigers will meet for just the third time. Iowa State beat Auburn 79-60 in the second round of the NCAA tournament in 2000. Auburn finished 9-23 and just 3-15 in the SEC last season. Iowa State won 23 games and advanced to the third round of the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row. Iowa State will also host Iowa and Michigan in non-conference play next season, and they'll face Northern Iowa on a neutral floor. Well, the San Antonio Spurs are one victory away from moving into the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Tony Parker had 25 points and dished out 10 assists, leading the Spurs to a 109-91 win over Golden State and a 3-2 lead in their playoff series. Kawhi Leonard had 17 points as he was 7 of 8 from the floor. Tim Duncan was his usual force inside for the Spurs, posting his 143rd career playoff double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds. The Spurs held Mark Jackson's self-proclaimed greatest shooting backcourt in NBA history to 6-for-22 shooting. Stephon Curry finished with just 9 points, going 1-for-7 on three-pointers, while Klay Thompson was held to just 4 points. That series returns to Oakland for Game 6 on Thursday. The Indiana Pacers have a 3-1 series lead on the New York Knicks after a wire-to-wire 93-82 victory last night. George Hill led the Pacers with 26 points. Paul George added 18 points and 14 rebounds. NBA scoring champ Carmelo Anthony fouled out with 24 points. J.R. Smith had 19 on another dreadful night for the Knicks, who shot just 35.6% for the game. Smith was ice cold, hitting just 7 of 22 shots. Anthony was 9 of 23. Indiana needs one more win to reach the conference finals for the first time since 2004. Game 5 will be Thursday night at Madison Square Garden. In the hockey playoffs, the top-seeded Pittsburgh Penguins looked every bit the favorite as they are to reach the Eastern Conference Finals as they routed the Ottawa Senators 4-1 in the opener of the conference semifinals last night. Paul Martin and Chris Kunitz scored power play goals, and Pascal Dupuis added his 6th goal of the playoffs. Thomas Vokoun stopped 35 shots to win his third straight start as the top-seeded Penguins never trailed. Game 2 is set for Friday night, also in Pittsburgh. In the 4th All-California playoff series in NHL history, the Stanley Cup champion Los Angeles Kings blanked San Jose 2-0. That's the Kings' 11th straight win at the Staples Center. Jonathan Quick made 35 saves in his 6th career shutout. Slava Voynov and Mike Richards each had a goal and an assist in that contest. Game 2 will be Thursday night, also in Los Angeles. Out of baseball now, where Carlos Beltran drove in 4 runs and rookie left-hander John Gast picked up a win in his major league debut, helping the St. Louis Cardinals cruise past the New York Mets 10-4 last night. Gast tossed 5 shutout innings before giving up 4 runs in the 6th. He surrendered 6 hits, struck out 3, and walked 1 in a 71-pitch effort to help the Cardinals win for the 5th time in 6 games and the 11th in their last 13. Beltran slammed a 3-run homer in the 5th inning, his team-high 10th, to give St. Louis a 9-0 lead. He also added a run-scoring hit in the 3rd. Dylan Gee gave up 6 runs, 5 of them earned in 4 innings for the Mets, who lost their 5th straight. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Pittsburgh over Milwaukee in 12 innings, 4-3. Cincinnati beat Miami 6-2. Colorado down the Chicago Cubs 9-4. Arizona beat Atlanta 2-0, and the Dodgers over Washington by a 2-0 final. Albert Pujols, Howie Kendrick, Josh Hamilton, and Mike Trout all homered off of Jeremy Guthrie as the Los Angeles Angels handed the shell-shocked right-hander his first loss in a span of 19 starts with a 6-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Hamilton, the 2010 AL MVP, who batted .212 with 11 RBIs in his first 38 games with the Halos after signing a five-year, $125 million contract in December, drove Guthrie's first pitch to him in the sixth inning far beyond the trees in center field with two outs to increase the Angels' lead to 4-2. Trout ended the scoring in the seventh with his seventh homer, a towering drive over the double-decker bullpen in left field. Jason Vargas allowed two runs and five hits in seven-plus innings, while Guthrie, who's now 5-1, gave up five runs over seven innings with the 11 hits allowed in that contest. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Seattle 4-3. It was the Tigers over Houston 6-2. Tampa Bay beat Boston 5-3. White Sox winners over the Twins 4-2. And Texas beat Oakland in 10 innings by a 6-5 score. In interleague play, it was Philadelphia over Cleveland 6-2. San Diego beating Baltimore 3-2. And Toronto topping San Francisco 10-6. In Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Reno beat the Iowa Cubs 11-1. Colorado Springs down the Omaha Storm Chasers 9-5. Both Iowa and Omaha have today off for travel. Well, Orb is settling into the digs that are reserved for the Kentucky Derby winner at Pimlico. The Derby champ is housed in stall number 40 in the stakes barn at the Baltimore racetrack after being vanned in from Churchill Downs on Monday. Shug McGahee is delighted with the way Orb has prepped for Saturday's run in the Preakness Stakes, a race the Hall of Fame trainer has never won. McGahee plans to resume Orb's training for the second leg of the Triple Crown today. NASCAR has suspended two crew members for failing some random drug tests. One of the two suspensions was to Lee Dodson, a mechanic on Clint Bowyer's car. Michael Waltrip Racing fired Dodson upon learning that he'd failed a drug test. The other suspension was issued to Frank Earnhardt, who NASCAR identified only as a crew member for a nationwide series team. JR Motorsports said Earnhardt did not work for its organization, and a spokesman said the crew member was not believed to be a member of the extended Earnhardt family. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have released former fifth-round draft pick Daquan Menzie, who spent all of last season on injured reserve, and reserve offensive lineman Lucas Patterson. Chiefs coach Andy Reid announced the moves Tuesday, shortly after the Chiefs finished off the first of their voluntary full-squad workouts. Menzie was a standout defensive back at Alabama, but missed most of the off-season program as a rookie because of a hamstring problem. He wound up on IR and never played in a game. The Chiefs have turned over much of their offensive line this season, drafting Eric Fisher first overall and Eric Cush in the sixth round. They also signed several players in free agency to provide some depth, ultimately making Patterson expendable. Any question about whether Brandon Albert would fit right back in with the Kansas City Chiefs was put to rest when the new quarterback, Alex Smith, greeted his left tackle with a smile. Albert rejoined the Chiefs on Tuesday after missing several weeks of voluntary workouts and meetings for the start of organized team activities, which run for the next 3 weeks. Albert has been seeking a long-term contract, but the two sides have been far apart. So the Chiefs placed the franchise tag on Albert, and he signed that tender for about $9.3 million this season, yet chose to stay away from the team. There were even discussions with the Miami Dolphins about trading him. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.